It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Are you ready for more speed and less privacy? The new Kindle Fire tablet from Amazon will cost $200. That price has gotten so much attention, it's easy to overlook the fact that the Fire offers a completely different way to get on the web. Most browsers connect your computer to a website. The Fire uses a browser called Silk, and with Silk, you and the website connect through Amazon. Bailing Yin is a professor at MIT's Sloan School of Management. She says Silk will be fast.
They're going to collect all this data on other web users' behavior, as well as your behavior, and use that to predict what is the next page that you're going to want to click on. And then they will cache that page or get it ready for you so that they can quickly load it to your mobile device.
Well, how innovative of an approach is this?
I think it's extremely exciting. There have been a lot of attempts to use all this data that we find on the internet to help predict consumer behavior. But in this particular case, I think you have a value proposition to the consumer who really does want to have a faster browser and might actually be willing to engage in allowing a large corporation like Amazon to collect data on their own browser behavior in order to produce that faster web browsing experience.
An Amazon spokesperson told us the data used to make these predictions will be aggregated and not linked to your name. Still, says Chester Wisniewski of the security firm Sophos, you're leaving a trail.
All of your communications will be sent through Amazon's computers, and that means that they will be logging basically every single website that you visit and would have the ability to look inside of that traffic.
And what could Amazon potentially do with that information?
If they were requested by a court, they could actively capture everything you're doing, including all that information in your bank account or your email.
You can erase your browsing history on your computer. Can't erase Amazon's computer. But again, it's fast. And now, says Bailing Yin, you've got to do some soul searching.
So for someone who's not too concerned about privacy, this is great. However, for those who are more concerned about privacy, this is a little scary, actually. So in those cases where people decide that they don't want to allow Amazon to look at their personal browsing history, they will actually be able to tell Amazon that they don't want to participate, in which case Amazon will still be able to provide them with a faster web browsing experience because they do have this dynamic optimization caching technology where they're using the cloud and the device, but also because they'll be aggregating over all the other users and trying to predict what you would do based on what other people like you might be doing.
More about Silk at MarketplaceTech.org. Hey, good news. Your dream of being on a TV show is coming true. Except it's not TV, it's Facebook. And it's just your name and your pictures. And only you can see it.
Trained in counterterrorism to take down government threats, Nick Green now faces the most treacherous assignment of all. High school.
Aim High debuts on Facebook next month. It's kind of a combination show and app. If you give it access to your account, you get integrated into the background, sort of. Your picture might be on a campaign poster for student council, your name or your friends' names graffitied on a bathroom wall. Other users will see their own pictures, of course. So let's recap. Give a Facebook app all your private information in exchange for being able to pretend you go to some high school on a show that didn't make it onto real TV. And the name of that show? Aim High. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.